What is happening? This is not normal.
Beastmaster, let me out! Put the lotion in the f***ing basket!
All day today, I've been thinking about
Detox Mansion.
The crowd seems to love this.
Welcome, gates are open.
Conocemos que si queremos asegurar nuestras comunidades y nuestro país.
Calm down, bitch.
And it's time for Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
Hello.
Hola.
Jesus.
Jiminy Cricket.
91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. Tufts Reform Radio.
You hurt me so bad. You were the best friend I ever had. Now I'm crawling in my shoes, trying to get back.
WMFO, that is Daniel Johnston, and Impossible Love from his 1997 album entitled Rejected Unknown. Yeah, Daniel just passed away this past week. Thought I'd get something in there by him. He was a much revered singer-songwriter, very influential, and sorry to see Daniel go. He never had any hit records or anything, but he definitely had his influence over musicians of the day, of these days. Anyway, It is Detox Mansion. The visitors' gates are open. Thanks for coming in. And I'm just... nothing has worked for me this whole week, so I'm totally unprepared. I just put a post up there on Facebook. It's kind of brief because I was running late. But let's start with some comedy, shall we? Some Boston, some local boys comedy. This is actually, what's his name? Jimmy Dunn. Okay, this is from a compilation called The Best of Boston Stand-Up, Volume 1. This is the New England edition.
I live in the suburbs. I got a nitwit neighbor. You got a nitwit neighbor where you live? Doesn't matter where you live. Everybody's got a nitwit neighbor, right? Yeah. And if you don't have a nitwit neighbor, I got news for you. You're the nitwit neighbor. If you're not looking at your neighbor going, look at this moron. He's looking right back at you going, look at this moron. My neighbor is a bee guy. I don't know if you know about these people that have the bees in the backyard. Anybody got a bee neighbor? I don't mean a couple of bees. Yeah, not a few bees flying around. I mean boxes, five boxes of bees, 50,000 bees in a box. I'll do the math for you. I'm living one fence away from 250,000 bees. Yeah. And I don't know what you know about bees. They don't care about fences at all. That is an arbitrary line. They go right over. You know what a fence does when you're living next to 250,000 bees? Nothing. No, gives you one less direction you can run away in when you get attacked by 250,000 bees. And I don't even know why you have bees, right? I asked my neighbor, and I'm telling you, this is what he said to me. I go, hey, big guy, what's the deal with the bees? This is what he says to me. He goes, well, we're saving all kinds of money on honey. Saving money on honey. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I never really thought about it that way, but now that you mention it, you know, just the other night I was sitting down at the kitchen table, you know, going through the bills and writing out the checks, and screaming at my wife saying, we're spending too much money on honey in this house. That $6 you spend every 4 years on a plastic bear full of honey's killing us. We gotta get some bees and get off the big honey grid. This is unsustainable. No more money to big honey, honey. That's what I told her. So the wife got a new car. I got a new truck. We're doing all right, you know. But I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't get the truck I wanted. I got a Toyota, and I like it. But I'll tell you what I really wanted. I wanted the F-150. You know why? Because I watched those commercials during the Red Sox and the Bruins and the Celtics and the Patriots games. For the F-150, New England edition. Oh, I gotta have that, right? Gotta have the New England edition, because I'm a New England guy. And I know that's the same truck they're selling in Cleveland and Phoenix, right? This... But I gotta have the New England edition. How do you make a truck a New England edition, really? Come on. We put giant knobby tires on it for running over squirrels on Route 2 in your F-150. New England edition. We got room for 7 roast beef sandwiches on the dashboard. We filled the glove compartment with tartar sauce in your F-150. New England edition. We got Marky Mark Wahlberg doing the GPS voice. And whenever he tells you to take a turn, he follows it up with a, come on, come on. In your F-150, New England edition. We've already put a Yankee suck bumper sticker right on the back of your F-150 New England edition. And we've disconnected the blinker so nobody knows where the hell you're going. In your F-150 New England edition. So I told you about my wife. My wife is, I'm very lucky. My wife is very, very sexy, you know? Yeah, very chatty in the bedroom. Not before, not during, really, after. She wants to talk about it. And I gotta be honest with you, at that point, I'm done. I don't wanna talk about it. I really don't even wanna be there anymore. I'm like Coach Belichick at a press conference at that point, you see what I'm saying? She's going, wasn't it great? Was it wonderful? Did you enjoy it? And I'm going, we're happy to get out of here with a win. Had a good week of practice. I made some adjustments at the half. We'll take a look at the tape on Monday and see if we can improve. But right now, we just got to get some ice on the Gronk, and we're on to my birthday.
Hey, what's up, party people? Holy smoke, it's crowded in here. That's what Woody Woodpecker says. All right, I'm going to go outside and milk the cow.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
WMFO Adverts.
Shut up, gun.
Thank you. whistle on the evening train. You know you're bound to wind up dead if you don't head back to Tennessee, Jed. A rich man step on my poor head. When you get back, you better butter my bread. Well, you know that it's just like I said. You better hurry on back to Tennessee, Jed. Tennessee, Tennessee.
Tennessee, Tennessee, there ain't no
91.5 WMFO. Brand new from The Who. Just played Friday night at the Fenway Park. At the Fenway Park? Yeah, at Fenway Park, anyway. Ball and Chain is the name of that song. It's coming from an album called Who. Just Who, all caps. Be released on November 22nd. Before that, Levon Helm from his Grammy-winning album Electric Dirt. That was from 2009. We heard Tennessee Jed, Led Zeppelin, Down by the Seaside, you know, the famous B-side. But nowadays, you can find it on the remastered deluxe version of Physical Graffiti, originally released in 1975. We heard some comedy from Jimmy Dunn, Local Boy. New England Edition is the name of the piece we heard. Took it off a compilation called The Best of Boston Stand-Up Volume 1. Which apparently just came out. And, I don't know, I'm throwing stuff against the wall and seeing what sticks today. Because I couldn't get my computers to work all week. It's just been a nightmare. So I can use all the help I can get, by the way. If you find my Facebook post, songs you might want to hear, I'll do my best to look them up. I'm definitely working with a sweat today. We started the show, by the way, with Daniel Johnston, the late, great Daniel Johnston. From his 1997 album, Rejected Unknown, and Impossible Love was the name of that track. All right, it's 11:29, and as usual, I'm in trouble already. In time-wise, you know, I like to keep time. We like to do, like, 20-minute sets. I like to do 20-minute sets. But that one was 29 minutes, so there you go. Anyway, it's going to be gorgeous for this day, unless you're in Miami watching the Pats and the Dolphins in 99-degree weather. That's not what we're going to have here. We've got lots of sunshine, dropping humidity with a high temperature in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain, a rain shower, but really kind of slim. Going to be here and there, low around 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow, and I'm taking the day off. It's going to be gorgeous with highs around 73 or so. And then the rest of the week, it's nice fall weather. The heat isn't going to return until next weekend. So all week long, it's going to be like in the 70s, low humidity, a couple of showers here and there. What more could you possibly ask for? Currently, on the campus of Tufts University, we do have 75 degrees.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right, so much new music out, and there's no way I can get to everybody. Because it's just so much, and it's the fall, and we're getting ready for Christmas sales, and so everyone's releasing their records. Neil Young and Crazy Horse, yep, Neil Young and Crazy Horse. have a new album due out in October called Colorado. The first track we hear off it is called Rainbow of Colors. Brand new Neil Young, 91.5 WMFO.
There's a rainbow of colors in the old USA. No one's gonna whitewash those colors away. Now I know some might tell me that there's not. To the places they fall. This I can tell you, we the people are strong, and we know that our brothers and our sisters in song. There's a rainbow of colors in the old USA. No one's gonna whitewash those colors away. We'll be right back.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. That way Lumberg can't see me. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
You're listening to Detox Mansion on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Then he threw it all away for a porcelain monkey.
Weezer, brand new from an album coming out called Van Weezer, but it won't be out until May 30th of 2020. So the single's out wicked, wicked early. The End of the Game is the name of it. I guess he performed it on Kimmel Live. They performed it there a few nights ago. Warren Zevon before that, Porcelain Monkey from Life Will Kill Ya. And don't he know that? That album came out in 2000, before he knew he was going to be kicking off soon. A great album from Warren. Oh, they're all great albums from Warren. Anyway, Frank Turner did The Way I Tend to Be from Tape Deck Heart in 2013. From Auto American, we heard The Tide is High, Blondie's 1980 song, album, Auto American. And brand new from Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the album Colorado will be out on November 22nd. We heard Rainbow of Colors. All right, it's 11:51. It's Bob Angel. It's Detox Mansion. Thanks so much for being here. Let's check and see if any. We got Walter Newell in here, and who else you see? We got Farmer Frank is tuned in. Mark Ellison. Wow, cool. Yeah, I hope we get a lot of people. And if you want to make a request, please do so right there on that Facebook page, because as Mike Newman will tell you, I was having technical issues on computers and things trying to make a game plan. I at least have my the current songs that I want play, but not even that today. But there's so many to pick from that you know. I haven't even queued up the next song. Oh man. Yeah. Okay. So. All right. So, see how easy it is? All you got to do is type in a few things, and you have a song. I'm gonna play that in a while. But let's do this one. Let's just keep things going. We have High Noon coming up, medication time, so start lining up. But let's go with Go, Go, Go. Brand new Black Keys, 91.5 MFO.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight.
Toadies, Possum Kingdom from their